This is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. In Anna Karenina, Tolstoy said, "All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." Sometimes this leads to families being torn at the seams, impossible to repair, while others can find the happy side of life. This week, I'm looking at two new movies about cross-generational, fractured families. There's a teenage girl going camping with her divorced dad, and a trans man repairing relations with his estranged family. Good One, written and directed by India Donaldson. It's a summer's day in New York City. Sam, played by Lily Collius, is a high school student who lives with her mom. Her parents are divorced. She spends most of her time fooling around with a girlfriend who is heading off to university in the fall. But this weekend, she's preparing for some quality time with her dad. Chris, played by James LaGross, is an uptight clean freak who resented his ex-wife's affair, but loves his daughter dearly and unconditionally. That's why he's taking her on a camping trip along with his best friend and his best friend's son. Matt, played by Danny McCarthy, is an actor turned salesman. He's also a bit of a douche, known for his inappropriate comments. "Don't take Matt seriously," says Chris. He has no filter. But his son is mad at him, so he ends up coming alone. Matt's also irresponsible. He forgets things like basic clothing, camping equipment, even a sleeping bag. But soon enough, they're at a campsite telling ghost stories and cooking instant ramen over a small fire. They reveal certain secrets from their past and share their deepest beliefs. But when Matt says something to Sam she considers deeply offensive, the tenor of the whole trip shifts. Can the adults learn from their mistakes, or is it up to the children to teach them? Good One is a low-key, low-budget, realistic movie about father-daughter relations. It seems at first like a traditional generation gap comedy, but it's much more subtle than that. It's never in your face. You have to think about their facial expressions and the words they're really saying to get the full meaning. Acting is great. James LaGross and Danny McCarthy serve as a surrogate Oscar and Felix from The Odd Couple, but as real people, never exaggerated caricatures. I've seen LaGross in dozens of movies, but this is the first I've heard of Lily Collius. It's from her refreshing point of view that we see this film. It's a lovely looking and sounding movie, the dramatic scenes alternating with long nature shots of gray rocks, green leaves, and flowing water. It's lit by campfires at night and sunlight by day, and it's laced with relaxing acoustic guitar. For a first film, this is India Donaldson's first feature, this is really good. It may be subtle, but it's never boring, and the title says it all. It's a good one. Close to You, co-written and directed by Dominic Savage. It's winter in Toronto. Sam, played by Elliot Page, is a trans man in his 30s who rents a room in a friend's house in Kensington Market. He's thin and muscular with short black hair, often in a red toque. He likes his new life, single, bisexual, exploring the city with a good job and a sense of freedom he never knew growing up. But today, he's taking the train back to Ground Zero, his hometown, Coburg. He's going to see his family for his dad's birthday. It's also the first time since his transition 4 years earlier, and he's really wound up about it. He keeps thinking he's a failure, he's inadequate, he's not married like his siblings, and his life is in no way resembles his parents' solidly middle-class home. All these thoughts are swirling around his mind, and he's ready to throw in the towel, but he decides to go anyway. He can always leave. And on the train there, he recognizes the face of someone important to him in his past as a teenager. Catherine, played by Hilary Back, was his best friend and more. Will she remember him? Coburg isn't Selma, Alabama in the 1960s. No one looks at him funny or calls him names. His parents, Wendy, played by Wendy Crewson, and Peter Outerbridge, are overjoyed to see him again, but one of his in-laws, played by David Reel, seems less than enthusiastic. Will they accept his changes? Can he survive this reunion? And will he ever see Catherine again? Close to You is a dramatic personal portrayal of the anxiety facing a man's first visit back to his family since his transition. There's also some unexpected sex and romance, but no spoilers here. It's well acted and realistically told. Locations range from Toronto's Kensington Market and Union Station to the picturesque streets of Coburg. It's co-written by Elliot Page, who you've probably seen in hit movies and shows like Juno and The Umbrella Academy. I think the story is partially based on a fictionalized version of Page's own life and experiences. Like Sam, he transitioned about 4 years ago, though as a major movie star and celebrity, always in the public eye, Page's life is very different from the introverted Sam. This is a very Canadian movie. For example, it casts actors who are deaf or black without that identity ever entering the storyline. It's just a diverse cast. In Canada, bigotry is quiet, not overt, but it's still there. It accurately portrays the pain of things like snide remarks, dead naming, and misgendering. It's also sympathetic to other members of Sam's family struggling with their adult son's changes. There have been hundreds of coming out movies about lesbian and gay men, but very few about transgendered men in the same genre. So there's a real thirst for films like this one. I liked Close to You. Close to You and Good One both opened this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.